When Bohr met Rutherford at the research students' Christmas party in Cambridge in 1911, he was struck by the New Zealander's generous praise for the recent invention of the cloud chamber by C.T.R. Wilson. The Scotsman had managed to create clouds in a small glass chamber that contained air saturated with water vapor. Cooling the air by allowing it to expand caused the vapor to condense into minuscule water droplets on particles of dust, producing a cloud. Before long, Wilson was able to create a cloud even after removing all traces of dust from the chamber. The only explanation he could offer was that the cloud was formed by condensation on ions present in the air within the chamber. However, there was another possibility. Radiation passing through the chamber could rip electrons from atoms in the air, forming ions, thereby leaving a trail of tiny water droplets in its wake. It was soon discovered that radiation did exactly that. Wilson appeared to have given physicists a tool for observing the trajectories of alpha and beta particles emitted from radioactive substances. Particles followed well-defined paths, while waves, because they spread out, did not. However, quantum mechanics did not allow for the existence of the particle trajectories that were clearly visible for all to see in a cloud chamber. The problem seemed insurmountable. But it ought to be possible, Heisenberg was convinced, to establish a connection between what was observed in the cloud chamber and quantum theory, hard though it appeared to be. Working late one evening in his small attic flat at the Institute, Heisenberg's mind began to wander as he pondered the riddle of electron tracks in a cloud chamber where matrix mechanics said there should be none. All of a sudden, he heard the echo of Einstein's rebuke that it is the theory that decides what we can observe. Convinced that he was onto something, Heisenberg needed to clear his head. Although it was well past midnight, he went for a walk in the neighboring park. Barely feeling the chill, he began to focus on the precise nature of the electron track left behind in a cloud chamber. "We had always said so glibly that the path of the electron in the cloud chamber could be observed," he wrote later. "But perhaps what we really observed was something much less. Perhaps we merely saw a series of discrete and ill-defined spots through which the electron had passed. In fact, all we do see in the cloud chamber are individual water droplets, which must certainly be much larger than the electron." There was no continuous, unbroken path, Heisenberg believed. He and Bohr had been asking the wrong questions. The one to answer was, can quantum mechanics represent the fact that an electron finds itself approximately in a given place and that it moves approximately with a given velocity?